We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Now, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. We're going to start talking about them, and then we're going to talk about the 5.7 by 28.
Yeah, 5.7 by 28 millimeter.
Well, that's what I figured.
It's a caliber.
I figured it was a caliber.
It's a caliber.
We're going to learn more about it after we talk about Tri-County Roofing.
A little bit. There's a lot to learn.
The whole segment is about this.
Yeah, the whole segment's about it and how it has exploded into a full line of guns from just about everybody that makes guns. So just crazy nuts. But Tri-County Roofing's bringing you the segment. And gosh, we appreciate Tim and his crew, Melinda and Bill and the whole Hee-Haw gang, man. They are just great folks taking care of roofs left and right and just all over the globe lately. They have been... Every time I talk to them, they're in a different county looking at stuff and doing stuff all over. They're all over the Thumb and all over Lapeer, and I'm happy for them. They're busy, busy people. It's going to be quite a year, I think, for construction this year. I'm hoping it stays very strong. And Tim and his crew at Tri-County Roofing will do it right for you. Where integrity starts at the top, they specialize in those low pitch and flat roof installations that are so troublesome for a lot of people. But these guys are experts at it. They've been doing it since 1971. Their whole team is designed around doing it right. Now, they'll still do residential homes like they just did my house for me. They just did my neighbor's house for them. They've had a real troublesome roof, and they got that all done for them, too. So they do good work, and they stand behind it. So get a hold of them at 810-732-7740 and tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. And you can leave them a message this weekend, and they'll be glad to get back with you the first part of the week. You can go to TriCountyRoofingOfMidMichigan.com, take a look at their website, and check it out. It's TriCountyRoofingOfMidMichigan.com. All right, and so, Dano, the 5.7 millimeter by 28, this thing came out a long time ago. It's been around. It's a little tiny round. It's like a 22 Magnum on steroids. It's a neat little round. It's a bottleneck cartridge. Very small, basically a 22 caliber bullet, but they make it in all kinds of different configurations. It was designed to be like an urban assault rifle for European Fabrique Nationale, made the first ones, I believe, in the PS90 rifle, which was a rifle, really neat rifle that holds 50 rounds, and you can have extra mags that hold 50 rounds on you, and they... It feeds from the top. It's a crazy gun. And I never thought it'd catch on. I honestly thought it'd be gone by now, you know, kind of like a fad. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't. It has caught on to the point now where Ruger, FN, and Smith & Wesson are pumping these things out as fast as they can. And they're good guns. All three of them, those are the big three. Then there's 100 other little manufacturers making them too. But Ruger, FN, and Smith & Wesson make these three. And it's a full-size pistol, but it holds 20 rounds of this ammunition. And that's just in a normal magazine. You can get longer magazines in the pistols. But, man, there are so many manufacturers. That was my point, was there's everybody and their brothers making these now, and they're coming out at all different price points. It started out, the rifles were like $1,500. And it was like, it's out of my price point, you know, because it's not... I don't need another 22. I don't need another squirrel hunting gun, but it would be good for coyotes. But I don't really need something that holds 50 rounds either. So what need does it fill? Well, what they're finding is they are very good for self-defense. And when you can get a pistol that holds 20 to 30 rounds and it's your home defense gun, might be smart, you know, might be a smart gun to have. Or if you're going to the range and you just like to plink and have some fun, it might be the gun for you too. So I'm going to go through, I got a whole page of these things that is, the amount of people making these things is amazing. Now, there's a company called Masterpiece Arms. They made machine pistols. They were kind of neat looking, kind of like the ones you see kids getting in trouble with in LA. They're military-ish looking. Well, Masterpiece Arms makes them. 5.7 by 28. It's called the Defender. Pretty neat looking gun. Little future. Almost looks like a blaster from Star Wars. And they're about $650. They're pretty cool. Holds a lot of rounds. And of course, FN still makes that PS90, which is the rifle in 5.7. They're still about $1,700. You can get them a little less, and you pick them up used for about $1,300, $1,400. But even my good friends at Kel-Tec have come out with the P50, and really cool pistol. This thing is about maybe 14 inches long, holds 50 rounds, and it's $735. It's pretty cool. And neat looking, futuristic looking. It almost looks like an implement for a vacuum cleaner, but it's interesting.
It's got a crevice tool?
Pardon me?
Does it have a crevice tool?
It might have a crevice tool. It will create a crevice, I think. Yeah, so. Right. Does it have a furry end on it?
Crevice tool is the most important one on your vacuum.
But a lot of these things, now this is a fast little round.
Oh, okay.
Most of them are threaded, so you can suppress them, but they're still going to be kind of loud because it is a cracking little round. They're fun to shoot, but
bottle nose, so you get a little extra powder in there.
Yeah, you get a little push, yeah. You know. So very interesting. But there's all kinds of new, you know, stuff coming out, and this is the time of year we hear about it all. But these guns, they're just a, dare I say it, there's a plethora of these guns out there on the market. So now there's a company called Diamondback Arms.
That one was for you, Joe.
Yep, that was just for you, buddy. And I did talk to Joe yesterday and did invite him to come and talk to us on the radio.
Oh, did you know?
Yes, I did. He said, I'll be glad to sit in, but, you know, I'm not very good on the radio. And I said, you're not very good at a lot of things, Joe, but I'd still like to have you on the radio with us. So get that Lapeer deer hunter, you know, speech going. So that'd be good. So Diamondback Arms, another big company right now, they got one called the ARP7, the ARP7. Okay. Doesn't it sound like something that, you know, I don't know, Landar Cargorisian or something should have? I don't know. Yeah. Did I say that right?
Cloud City.
Yeah, there you go. And they're really cool looking gun. It runs about $825. Ruger has come out with a carbine called the LC Carbine. They're about $750. And again, they take like 20 and 30 round magazines. It's a neat little package. American made by Ruger. Ruger doesn't turn out junk. I mean, they're good guns. So these would work, I'm sure. Now, you want to get in a little more high-end. CMMG is a company I've loved for years. They make really good AR-15s. Well, they met these guns. They have one called the Banshee and one called the Descent MK4. They are basically AR-15 pistols that shoot this round. And very pleasant to shoot because they're sizable and they don't kick at all. This gun doesn't kick, so you can pull the trigger and just stay right on target. And so that's an interesting point to this gun. Those CMMGs, they're expensive. They run, the Banshees run 1370, and the Descent, which is kind of a, it's got more bells and whistles, $1,650. Now, Kel-Tec, again, I have a ball with Kel-Tecs. The Kel-Tec R50 is a neat looking carbine thing that is $725, but it intrigues me. I held one of these in my hand a couple weeks ago, and I was just like, who thinks this stuff up? And it's, you got to know Kel-Tec. When you go to their shop and their warehouse down in Florida, Cocoa Beach, and now they're going to be out in Wyoming, the people are so innovative. They're always thinking outside the box. You know, if you got a team of inventors in a room and they're constantly trying to innovate and create something cool out of plastic and metal, you can do some pretty amazing things. So, Dan, I have mentioned T-Sauce a lot in the past year. We got some T-Sauce 10 millimeters and loved them. Then we got some T-Sauce 45 ACPs, and they're great guns. The new T-Sauce QPQ is their 5.7, 1911 looking kind of beast. It kind of looks a little bit like a tie between a Ruger and the FN. It's a pretty neat looking gun, lightweight, high capacity, and it's supposed to rock. Our guy we listen to a lot on YouTube called Hickok 45, he did a great job of covering it and said it just rocks. It no flaws whatsoever. It functioned flawlessly. And those things only run $350. So they're coming out with some good price points. Now, Kel-Tec makes another rifle called the Sub 2000, which we've had them in 40 cal, had them in 9 millimeter. They're great. But they sell it now in the 5.7 with the high capacity mags. They're only $420. So you're not talking about a lot of money. But doggone, there's some deals to be had out there. If you want to get into a fun gun to shoot, and the ammunition, you get 500 rounds, it'll cost you about $250. So you're looking at about 50 cents a round. So it's not cheap, but it's also a pretty darn neat weapon. So another company called Dark Mountain, one I've never even heard of before, they're selling one. I can't tell if it's a single shot or what it is. I can't really tell what it is. It's a neat looking gun. I have never seen one in a store, but I'm seeing them online. $382 is the MSRP on that one. And then Excel Arms, they've been around for a long time. $675. Neat looking, again, kind of looks like that one, that very first one, that masterpiece we were talking about. Neat looking guns, very futuristic. It's like every one of these, it's like blaster fans have designed these guns. It's kind of cool. So it's literally amazing how many manufacturers are producing this gun in this caliber. And carbines, pistols, whatever it is, in the 5.7 by 28. So, you know, if you're going to get on that bandwagon, jump on it and have fun. That's all I can say to you, because they are, they seem to be a hit. Now, there's another caveat on this round. When it first came out, it's a military round. They made them in an armor-piercing configuration. And those original ones, why I didn't like it right off the bat was that they would penetrate body armor.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. You know, that's not a genre I'm into. You know, I want to penetrate a deer or a coyote or paper. You know, I penetrate more paper than anything. So as long as it's not toilet paper, right? So
that's always a
that's not a good situation.
No.
So
lava soap.
There you go. Lava. There you go. Yep. And Lysol. So but anyways. So we gotta look at the different guns that are out there that are available in this thing, and know that sky's the limit, kind of. If you want to spend $300 or if you want to spend $1,300 or $1,800, there you go. So cool stuff on the market. We got more cool stuff to talk about in the next segment, though. So
when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.